Bill Cromwell, back with you for the second hour of this week's episode of The Third Floor. No Bach cantata this week, so we'll get back to more Bach next time. Instead, to begin the second hour, we'll begin with a song from Franz Schubert, and during this hour, also spend some time with featured composer, contemporary British artist Paul Lewis. But first, Schubert, with text from Johann Karl Unger, Die Geselligkeit, or Zest for Life. He who feels zest for life will never be alone. Being alone is tedious, and who can enjoy that? To live together in an intimate circle amid fond kisses is the soul's delight. We'll hear the Berliner Solisten with Bernd Kasper piano. Die Geselligkeit, Zest for Life, from Franz Schubert, with the Berliner Solisten and Bernd Kasper accompanying on the piano. Another Schubert song, a famous one, coming up in the third hour. Hope you can stay with me here on the third floor. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host and listening companion. Most of this hour devoted to English composer Paul Lewis. The mostly Paul Lewis hour in a bit of an inside joke. We'll be listening to new music for harp from Paul Lewis in just a little bit. There I was on a summer walk, beautiful, warm, breezy day, and I was listening to a classical station out of New York City. My ears perked up while I enjoyed an unfamiliar work, an English suite by Paul Lewis. Well, you know the rest. I got it into the third floor library right away, and I've played it on the program several times. And since then, I've had some communication with Mr. Lewis and was thrilled to listen to his latest compositional efforts for harp, an instrument near and dear to his heart. And we'll get to that in a minute. First, my introduction to British composer Paul Lewis and his English suite, played for us by the Northern Symphonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones.
Thank you.
my introduction to English composer Paul Lewis and his delightful English suite, we heard the Northern Symphonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones. I was able to pose some questions to Paul Lewis. He graciously replied, and I'm pleased to have him with us on the third floor. I asked about his formative years and his particular love of the harp.
Growing up as I did in the 40s and 50s, I heard a lot of orchestral music. I was part of a family of professional musicians. There was music everywhere. And music on the radio, popular music was always with orchestral backings. It was pre-rock and roll. There was always a use of the harp. And, of course, Hollywood movies were full of harps. And I couldn't help but notice the instrument. So when I wrote my first TV score at the age of 20, I scored it for flute, oboe, harp and accordion with a very big harp part. And thereafter, I incorporated the harp in many, many chamber music TV scores. I shall always carry on writing harp solos and harp chamber music. I just simply revel in the sumptuousness of the instrument, and I love just allowing it to sound as beautiful and as romantic as possible. Simple, really, isn't it?
We'll be hearing more from Paul Lewis in just a little bit, but let's now get to the recording I mentioned, new recording called Harp Scenes, produced by EM Records, and again, just out last month. And the liner notes to this new album, Harp Scenes, are extensive, and Lewis does a splendid job of describing the origins of each piece. The first selection we'll hear was commissioned by harpist Camilla Pei's parents to celebrate the birth of her first child, and Ms. Pei is the harpist we'll hear from in a few moments. Here are a few thoughts from Paul Lewis in the liner notes about Lullaby and Music Box Waltz. First, Lullaby. Images in my mind of Camilla gazing at her newborn child inspired this soothing melody. And then for Music Box Waltz, a long-neglected music box on their nursery mantelpiece comes to life and plays a sad and plaintive melody, eventually bursting into a Victorian-style waltz, joyful at the arrival of a new baby. New music now, on the third floor from Paul Lewis, Lullaby and Music Box Waltz. Camilla Pei plays the harp. Thank you. Lovely, isn't it? Music from Paul Lewis, and I dare I say music, I think, as far as the States goes, music you'll only hear on the third floor. We heard Camilla Pay play Music for Harp by Paul Lewis, Lullaby and Music Box Waltz. And more from that recording in a few moments. But before that, the composer himself talking about current and upcoming projects.
As well as waiting for our COVID restrictions to be lifted in order to record my third CD of harp solos with various wonderful young soloists, I've been working with an Israeli harpist, Rachel Talitman, on a production of a CD which she will be recording in Brussels and Tel Aviv, of romantic music of mine for harp and strings, the cornerstone of which is my Concerto Romantico, a four-movement work which I've written specially for her. And this I regard as the high spot of my harp composing career. That is to date, because I now have plans for a concerto for two harps. But that's for the future.
And you can be sure that you will be hearing those new works from Paul Lewis coming up on the third floor at some point in the future, guaranteed. A suite for harp now, which recreates music that characters in a Jane Austen novel might play. Music from the Regency period of English history, roughly the first decades of the 19th century. Paul Lewis imagines the scene. Well-bred young Regency ladies performing before an admiring audience, no doubt silhouetted with their harps before the French windows, as Austen described, making the most of the opportunity to display their slender fingers upon the strings and their delicate ankles as they moved the pedals. A different age, indeed. We'll hear Camilla Pay once again on the harp, playing music of Paul Lewis, his Jane Austen suite.
Thank you.
new music from Paul Lewis and his Jane Austen suite on a new recording called Harp Scenes, just out on the EM label. Fine, fine recording and wonderful music. We heard Camilla Pay playing the harp there. I asked Paul Lewis about other well-known composers who also shared a love of this particular instrument. Here's what he had to say.
As a teenager, I became obsessed with the music of William Walton, and I tape recorded from the radio a broadcast of his opera Troilus and Cressida, and I was particularly fascinated by the slow, languorous harp glissandi that introduced always the Cressida motif, and this went through various moods by different ways of tuning the harp, and I just absolutely loved that and still do. And in fact, a lot of Walton scores have very interesting harp parts, often very difficult to play. But the supreme composer of harp orchestrations, or should I say harp parts in orchestrations, is of course Ravel. I mean, from the obvious one, which is his Introduction and Allegro for harp, flute, clarinet and string quartet, which is absolutely glorious and has so many wonderful harp techniques in it, to really almost all his orchestral works, particularly Daphnis and Chloe, Alberado de Gracioso, his wonderful one-act opera L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, and La Valse. They just have the most enchanting and rapturously wonderful harp parts.
I love when it all comes together on the third floor, because we're going to listen to that Ravel piece Paul Lewis was just talking about in just a few seconds. And I think I have time in this second hour of the program to get to a few more tracks from Paul Lewis's new album of harp music called Harp Scenes. But first, music of Maurice Ravel, his Introduction and Allegro for harp with string orchestra, flute, and clarinet accompaniment. We'll hear Rachel Masters' harp with the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Jan-Pascal Tortelier.
Thank you.
introduction and allegro for harp with string orchestra, flute, and clarinet accompaniment, as recommended by our featured artist of this hour, Paul Lewis, and music of Maurice Ravel just then with Rachel Masters harp, the Ulster Orchestra, all directed by Jan-Pascal Tortelier. And so this new recording from Paul Lewis, Harp Scenes, on the EM label, actually features three harpists. We've heard from Camilla Pei several times this hour, but I wanted to make sure that we were able to enjoy the other harpists as well. First up, then, Alexander Ryder, who plays Caressingly by Paul Lewis. And a track from the new album Harp Scenes, we heard Caressingly with Alexander Ryder playing the harp. And our last piece from that new recording, and a perfect title for the third floor, Sunday Morning Meander. We'll hear the third harpist on this new recording, Fiona Hosford, playing the harp again in music of Paul Lewis, Sunday Morning Meander.
Thank you.
And Sunday Morning Meander. Such a thrill to have Paul Lewis visit us on the third floor today, and I'm looking forward to more music from this gifted composer. Thank you so much, Mr. Lewis. Truly a delight. I'm Bill Cromwell, host of The Third Floor and your listening companion. Please stay with me into hour number three. Music coming up, Schubert and two Russian Alexes, Glazunov and Gratchaninov. Please stay with me.